Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce President Paul Voss, talking to us on the phone line, as has become the norm. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
Pretty good, you know, compared to a lot of people. Let's talk a little about this coronavirus situation as you have viewed it from the point of view of the Chamber of Commerce. You were saying that you're very pleased with the response of the Hunt County Commissioner's Court.
Well, you know, they stepped up before we even had a case in Hunt County to be proactive about this. And Bobby Stovall and his group of commissioners they've got some criticism at first. A lot of rocks got thrown at them about doing this so soon. And oh, by the way, we've tried to do a lot of stuff with the restaurants. People are still getting food. They've changed their modus operandi, and they're taking food out to people who call in for orders. And I want to urge everybody in Commerce to support our local businesses during this time of crisis. These guys, it's their lifeblood of people coming in, and you can't go in, but you can order out, and you can drive in, and they'll do curb service. Almost 100% of our businesses that have drive-throughs they're doing curb service, they're doing takeout, and it's really just. And, you know, and I want to give a shout-out, too, this morning. Sarge Aga with Lulu's is going to feed all of the first responders today at lunch. He's giving them all the firefighters, the policemen, the EMTs. He's going to fix lunch for all of them today for free. And to let everybody know how much we appreciate what they do as well. And then one day next week, we're going to do the same thing for all the people at the emergency care hospital here in Commerce. So, there's so much light at the end of the tunnel about Commerce and about what we do. And if it's taking food to shut-ins, if it's taking drugs to shut-ins, it's, you know, that they call in the CVS or Walmart or Brookshire's, and they can get somebody can go get their drugs and take them to them. And, you know, it's just a lot of just really, really heartfelt things that are happening in our town. And I just want everybody to know how much I appreciate it, and we appreciate it, and we just think that there's going to be so much good come from this on the other end of it.
We're talking with Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. So the Lulu's providing food for the first responders, I'm sure that was going to be delivered to a particular location, central location.
They're going to go pick it up through their drive-in.
Oh, I see. All right. Very good. That works, too. And then I saw on your Facebook page you created a feature called Commerce to Go, which provides information on what the restaurants are doing in the way of providing takeout food.
That's exactly right. You know, and we heard that this was going to happen a couple of weeks ago, that we may shut down and we might not. And so we started talking to some of the people that do not have drive-throughs, do not have the capability of curb service. And, you know, everybody thought that was just a great idea, because they were really thinking they might have to lay some of their wait staff off and whatever. And this way, they may not have to lay everybody off. They have somebody that can take food out to the curb, and you can call in and take it out, or you can go take it, you know, order it in and go pick it up. It's one of those things that that Cheryl, matter of fact, my assistant Cheryl and her husband were working on this, and they came up with the idea of the Commerce to Go, and the restaurants, individual restaurants, can actually go in, and if they're going to change their menu or they're going to change their hours or whatever, they can go in and do that themselves. And it just makes it handy for everybody to be able to go and look and see what's available. And in this time when they're asking everybody to shelter in, you can still go and get some food if you need some food.
Again, that's on the Commerce Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. You said the city is now, and others, are making very good use of the electronic signs that have been installed recently.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I talked to Chris Basham the other day. We were talking about doing a blast out for trash pickup. Please, we were asking everybody to please put everything in plastic bags for the help of the people that are actually going to pick up the trash. But do that, and it's now on the signs as well as on the social media. So it's those signs are really going to be helpful at this juncture. That's one of the reasons that they were put up in the first place, is for emergencies as well as community service.
Of course,
if this is not community service, I don't know what it is.
There's one there on the east side of town as you come in on Highway 11, and one at City Park, and then one to the north of the Walmart entrance there.
Right, so, yeah. Right there by the Magnuson.
All right. Well, Paul, you're doing great stuff there with the Chamber as always, and everybody's having to up their game here during this, so thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, you're just welcome as you can be, and you know, and it's the ones that are prepared are going to be get through this, and our town is prepared, and I just want everybody in the Commerce to know how much we at the Chamber appreciate what you do in supporting us and all of our local businesses here.
All right, it's Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.